Ybor City representatives, angry about the construction of a new facility for the Ybor branch of Hillsborough Community College that they say violates the standards of the historic district, ultimately received no satisfaction after pleading their case before the Tampa City Council today. HCC has constructed the building without getting approval from the BLC, the Barrio Latino Commission, which has the responsibility of preserving the historic fabric of Ybor. Patrick Mantega is the editor and publisher of the newspaper La Gaceta. Representing the Cuban Club, which stands across the street from the Student Services Center, he said he and others had contacted the city nearly 3 months ago, asking them to ask the Attorney General's office for a legal opinion on whether the college needed to get local approval.
HCC is exempt from building codes, safety codes of the city. The state has those standards. But the state doesn't have a comprehensive plan for this area. The city does, and the county does, and the BLC is part of that. And therefore, according to the AGO, that adopted comprehensive plans that the agencies such as HCC, agencies of the state, have to respond to those plans and have to comply with those plans. And we feel that the BLC is an arm of that comprehensive plan. It's an arm of zoning.
Mantega said the city has taken the position that it can bargain with the school that it should never have to go before the BLC, which he said was inappropriate.
The fabric of the historic district requires that everybody meet a certain standard.
Mantega said HCC should either comply with the rules or be exempt from them, but not something in between. Mark Bentley is an attorney who was representing the Cuban Club, Ybor Square in El Pasaje. He said the school currently has 250,000 square feet built in the area, and their master plan indicates construction on 500,000 additional square feet. He said that the future of Ybor is at stake.
You've got a major landowner who's going to dictate the architectural style of this, with the only gem or one of the gems of City of Tampa.
Angelo Perez is with the Florida Historical Commission in Tallahassee, which he said was very concerned with the situation in Ybor.
This building may not be in the historic landmark, but the landmark ends at Palm, and that building is in Palm. Therefore, it is a contributing structure to the historic landmark, which is in total violation. Whenever you build in a historic district or a contributing structure as this, you have to submit documents to the Division of Historical Resources, and those documents were never submitted.
Joseph Capitano said that if it was too late to affect the student center, it wasn't too late to put more regulations into law to prevent the situation from occurring in the future.
You can't let this keep going on. This has got to be addressed, and they've got to go in front of an authority with some teeth in it. If I go to build a building or do something, I've got to do it. Anybody else has got to do it. Why should they be exempt anymore, City? I don't think it's the right situation.
Dr. Gwen Stevenson is the president of Hillsborough Community College. She said that the design of the student center had to satisfy three different objectives.
One was that it be compatible with the historic district. The second, that it be compatible with the considerable modern design of the campus as it presently exists. And third, that it had to be a green historic building. We believe that the architects have addressed those three goals. We're disappointed that members of the community are displeased with the design, but we also know that architectural design is a very subjective thing.
Stevenson said she was hoping that the city and the college could come together to work on an interlocal agreement. City Attorney Chip Fletcher came before the council to say the city was pretty much in the middle of this dispute and was hard-pressed to advise them on what, if anything, they could do about it. He said that there is state law that essentially exempts community colleges from local building codes. Instead, they have to abide by a separate state standard. City Councilman John Dingfelder suggested that the city draft a section of the BLC code that is specific to Hillsborough Community College.
State law might be a little murky, but we can just say we're going to accommodate that state law. But at the same time, they need to be treated like everybody else for all other issues. And I think that as opposed to something that's a little bit loosey-goosey like a memorandum of understanding or an interlocal agreement, which are always hard to enforce. I never see an interlocal agreement go to court or anything like that. I think that might be fair.
But the council and attorneys continue to debate for another half an hour without coming to any resolution. City Councilwoman Linda Salcena said it was important to improve the process in the future to preserve Ybor City's historical flavor.
The building that's going up in Ybor is absolutely not supportive of the barrio. And the most chilling information I heard today is that 500,000, perhaps, square feet of new construction is something we could anticipate in Ybor. We have to protect this asset. It's not just a Tampa asset. It's a national asset. We have to do everything we can to make sure that the designs proposed are developed in conjunction with the design of Ybor City. And to accomplish that, we need barrio review.